Exodus 17. And all the assembly of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin according to their journeys, at the command of Jehovah, and they encamped in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. And the people contended with Moses, and said, "Give us water that we may drink." And Moses said to them, "Why do you dispute with me? Why do you tempt Jehovah?" And the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses, and said, "Why is it that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt, to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst?" And Moses cried to Jehovah, saying, "What shall I do with this people? Yet a little, and they will stone me." And Jehovah said to Moses, "Go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy staff with which thou didst smite the river. Take in thy hand, and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock on Horeb, and thou shalt strike the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink." And Moses did so before the eyes of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the contention of the children of Israel, and because they had tempted Jehovah, saying, "Is Jehovah among us or not?" And Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said to Joshua, "Choose us men, and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand." And Joshua did as Moses had said to him, to fight with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, when Moses raised his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. And Moses' hands were heavy. Then they took a stone, and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on this side, and one on that side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua broke the power of Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And Jehovah said to Moses, "Write this for a memorial in the book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under the heavens." And Moses built an altar, and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. And he said, "For the hand is on the throne of Yah. Jehovah will have war with Amalek from generation to generation."